Yes, it certainly is, Quinny. Thank you so much for having me on again. We're at Queanbeyan Between Races. But as you know personally, and as most people do know, it's something that I'm very, very passionate about. You know, most of us, if not all, wouldn't have the jobs and careers that we do have if it wasn't for horse racing. And the one thing that you can't go without in horse racing is the horses. So they deserve the best.
Tell us about your recycling business, China. Obviously, there's others who do as well. I know Victoria Armstrong goes to the Echuca sales and so on. What sparked your interest and how long have you been recycling horses?
Yeah, well, my interest in the thoroughbred itself was sparked many years ago. Growing up, I came from an equestrian background and always show jumped and evented, and I had some really wonderful thoroughbreds that had all been rescued by other people from the sales and from a state that was very much unknown. A lot of them didn't seem to have much sort of potential as anything else. Some were windsuckers, a couple with injuries, but people took a chance on them and they turned out to be the best horses that I've ever had in my career. They looked after me. They helped fix things. They were just so wonderful. And so from there, I had a love of the thoroughbred. Through that love, I ended up in racing, actually. Had my short career as a jockey and had just, again, fallen in love with the horses I was riding. Didn't like the fact that I didn't know where they were going. So following a big fall that I had a little over 6 years ago, I decided that that was my opportunity to start giving back to these horses that had given me such wonderful opportunities and obviously moments in racing. So it was started from there. We started off small. We grew a lot bigger, a lot more quicker than what I initially anticipated. But since then, we've rehomed over 80 horses and responsible for saving over 100. So something I'm very proud of. It's become a charity now. We have a board of directors. I do the riding, though, and it's something that I think we all need to get involved with because they really do give us everything.
Yeah, that is a phenomenal achievement, China, and you should be very proud of yourself. And you mentioned that it's been set up as a charity. Obviously, you're rehoming a lot of these horses and working with them for careers after racing, and it costs a lot of money, doesn't it, I guess? So how do you fund your operation and ensure that, you know, you can continue to take on more horses?
Well, Maggie, we went through a really tough time prior to becoming a charity. Obviously, we in New South Wales, we were hit by such a terrible drought as well. Feed just wasn't available. It was costing everything and more. So myself and my mum have sent ourselves and everyone else broke as well, just trying to keep them going, trying to pay for the feed and the like. It got to the point where I just wasn't sure what to do anymore. We decided to try and become a charity, and it's from there that we've been able to get some sponsors and some supporters on board as well to help us fund this. Obviously, everyone who works with us and supports us, myself included, are all volunteers. We all do it just for the love of the horses, but the costs are massive. Obviously, feed being the biggest one, and then healthcare, farrier, dental, and the like. But prior to the charity, we were doing it all ourselves. And like I said, I sent everyone else broke, but now it's an opportunity for those in racing to really give back and start supporting the horses that give us so much.
Now, China, we're under 20 minutes away from the next, so I don't want to keep you too long. I don't want you to get in trouble. I don't want the Sky producers yelling at you down the line that you've got to be focusing on what you're doing. But just before we let you go, are there any particular sponsors you'd like to thank that have made it possible to keep your business going? And you've got a couple of well-known former race horses in your team at the moment. Can you mention them and what's it like having some of them around?
Yeah, we do have a couple, and anyone out there who's listening, if you have one of the older horses that we've seen in the group races and that people know, we would love to get a couple of them involved just so people in the public can follow them and see what they can do. We have How Much Do You Love Me there in the paddock as well. Good old Swampy, we know he was fantastic, and we've had a few other runners that have gone around in quite big races, but we're always, you know, wanting to get people's interest and get them to follow the horses through. We've only just become a charity at the start of the year, and we've had Tricolours Racing come on board, and we're now working with them to take all of their horses when they've retired. Tricolours is run by James, who's a fantastic guy, and they're really big on their horses having futures and just dedicated to their lives after racing. So we want to thank Tricolours Racing and James Gary Moore as well. What big names they are to have involved. We are going to all take all of their retirees from Moore Racing
and Equicom syndication. So it's been wonderful to have particularly Tricolours come on board, and if anyone else out there is looking and wants to give back, if you win some money on the punt, well, give back a little bit to the horse that has helped you do that. It's all tax deductible, and I'm just standing here watching the horses parade for the Queanbeyan Cup, and I can tell you, looking at their faces, they all deserve an opportunity after.
Have you got a tip for us before we let you go?
Eagle Hawk, he looks fantastic. I've been watching him circle the whole time I'm on the phone to you. So I think Eagle Hawk and Pecuniary Interest, they're into equal favourite, but I have to go the grey.
You're an absolute star, China. Good to hear you like the grey as well. I won't colour my hair this week. You get back to that, and thanks for having a chat to us today.
I think I've been asking you not to do that for the longest time possible, Quinny, but thank you so much for having me.